The living library is the same way. You start by slowing down and putting your attention on it. And maybe you go out and you sweep the walk or something, or you weed the garden, or mow the lawn, or shovel the snow, or whatever. And in the middle of the doing, you stop. And you just look at the natural world. The more you pay attention to the natural world, just in ponderings, you can start slowly with pondering, wondering, maybe taking a drink outside and saying, all right, I'm going to spend more time in this natural world and slowly move into it. Or if you are enthusiastic, you can be a camper and go hiking or go canoeing and get out in the world and experience it and experience the quiet of nature, and it starts to open and change your, let's say, perceptions. Nature, Priscilla, responds to who you are. When you go into the woods, when you go canoeing, when you go swimming, when you go hiking, when you garden, all of nature says, Priscilla's here. She's here. And it responds to you and starts doing things and bending in your direction. The birds will sing different when you are outside, because they sense your vibration. This goes for everyone. So put your attention on it and start, and it will start to grow for you. What's the second part of your question?
For children. I have two small children.
And they are of what age?
18 months and about to be 5.
Well, congratulations for having Mom's Night Out and pulling that off and getting whatever coverage you needed. Everyone here can chuckle and laugh. Many of them have been in that position. And so it is important to be good parent to your children, but it is also important to find good care for them and to go out and gather more information so that you can enhance the nest. Do you understand?
Yes.
So what would you like to know about them?
They are, especially the four-year-old, is very, I know these children are very intelligent and very independent, and I have, I don't know how to handle the older one because of...
And he's only 4.
He'll be 5 the 30th. He's just about 5.
All right, we'll call him 5 then.
Yeah.
He's already wanting to call himself 5, not 4.
Exactly. Even more than that. How do I handle that?
Well, first of all, you are not alone with this challenge. Children are born, just think of yourself, everyone is a child at one time. You come in teams. In other words, you are incarnated with other bodies, and sometimes you don't meet those other bodies until you reach adulthood, and sometimes those bodies live next door, or they are siblings. So they come in groups. They come in, each generation will come in with its own plan and purpose, and it must fit with the generational plan, and you look to see on some level what sign is Pluto in when the children are born. That determines a whole generation. Your children would be Pluto and Sagittarius. So number one, you have big thinkers. And the big thinkers would have started to enter the planet from about 1995 through to the end of January of this year. And Pluto changed signs. A few more big thinkers will sneak in this year from about June to November, and then it's back to the Pluto and Capricorn, the new reality, and they will be the builders of the future. You have the big thinkers. Before that, many of you know that generation, born from about, 1982 or some such, 83, to 1995, Pluto and Scorpio. Those are the ones that think they are going to live and die and live and die and transform themselves over and over again. And we can go back or forward with whatever generation. So there's a generational commonality of children. Then there is the will of the child. Because this is the nanosecond, the souls that are pouring in during the nanosecond